This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hunter Biden's ex-wife has broken her silence in a new Good Morning America interview, which I'm going to play for you in just a moment. Now, the reason why this is such an important story right now is the question is, why is she doing it? Is it because she's trying to protect and insulate herself from the illegal dealings of her ex-husband and what was on his laptop? Based on this interview, I think it's very clear, yes, she is now playing defense. She also made money. Not just from the interview, but, well, she's making money off the interview because she has a new book out, a tell-all book about her life in the Biden family. Her name is Kathleen. She's Hunter's ex-wife, and she gave a, quote, deeply personal first TV interview ahead of the release of her memoir, If We Break, a memoir of marriage, addiction, and healing. Now, I'm going to play this for you in a moment, but before I get to that, I also want to remind you that there are real problems right now in our economy, and we are seeing a bear market, a massive reduction of savings and retirement plans of so many Americans right now, as the White House has clearly lost control of our economy and inflation. Now, this is going to be a huge problem, so much so that the president now is traveling to Saudi Arabia to meet with the Saudi government about upping their oil exports and upping their oil production because he refuses to do it in America. But Democrats are screaming at the White House that you got to get something under control as you're losing control of the economy and gas prices ahead of the midterm elections. Now, I'm going to be joined by U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn coming up in just a few. She will talk about this trip and these issues with our economy. But first, I want to take a quick moment to tell you about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. You know what's going on in the economy. You know what's happening on Wall Street. And you know what's going on with inflation. So are you protecting your hard-earned dollars, your assets? Do you have a hedge against inflation? Are you terrified every day that you've lost a massive amount of money when the stock market is having these crazy drops? Well, are you diversified? And if you are diversified, you don't have to worry as much. That's where Legacy Precious Metals comes in. Legacy Precious Metals can help you have a blueprint to protect your hard-earned dollars. As interest rates go up, inflation goes up, Democrats are trying to raise taxes, and a skyrocketing national debt. Now is a time for you to take a look at protecting your dollars and controlling your future with gold and precious metals. A lot of people move to gold and precious metals during times like these. It is a hedge against inflation. It's a way to protect your assets. And right now you can call Legacy Precious Metal and get the free investor's guide. Make sure you call them and see if gold and precious metals is right for you and your retirement. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also want to remind you, please make sure that you auto download or subscribe our podcast right now so you get it every day for free. Now, let me get back to Hunter Biden's ex-wife. You look at the headlines right now, and the headlines are very clear. She's trying to distance herself from the money. The ex-wife of Hunter Biden actually admitted she let, quote, my husband handle all of the money. She says it's embarrassing to say that I ceded all financial control to my husband. I like the nice things, Kathleen said, and I didn't want to think about the cost at which they were coming. The ex-wife of the disgraced first son, Hunter Biden, admitting she gave him total and complete control over their family finances, calling the decision, quote, embarrassing. Now, why is she saying this? One, I think to insulate herself legally from any problems that could come her way if they lied or cheated on their taxes. She also admitted that she enjoyed the perks of being married to a prominent political son, a politician's son, the vice president's son. It was one of the harder parts for me to write and to acknowledge, Kathleen said during her interview with Good Morning America. She said, if we break the name of the book, right? She said, it's embarrassing to say that I ceded all financial control to Hunter. I like the nice things. This is the, oh, I'm just the cute, dumb wife, right? I just married this guy and let him do his thing and was just happy to have the nice things. I knew nothing about what was happening in our family with our finances. She said, I didn't want to think about the cost at which this was coming. Now, Kathleen divorced. Her divorce from Hunter was finalized in 2017 after 24 years of marriage. She said that writing the book allowed her to realize how unfair that was to Hunter and how unhealthy that was for me. She's now 53. She recalled Hunter informing her after returning from an initial stint in rehab for substance abuse in 2003 that they had a tax debt, but claiming that he had set up a payment plan and wasn't worried is how he described it. Hunter Biden revealed in December of 2020 that he had been under investigation after the election, not before, by federal prosecutors in Delaware over his failure to pay taxes dating back to his father's tenure as the vice president in the Obama administration. The investigation to Hunter Biden's taxes actually began in 2018 while Barack Obama was president and stems from his overseas business dealings, which were first reported by the Post in October of 2020, and many on the left said, no, this isn't true. Investigators are, quote, examining where the first son and his business associates violated many tax and money laundering laws. The Post reported that Hunter Biden had extensive business dealings in Ukraine, where he had lucrative contracts and seats on boards of the energy company Burisma, as well as doing deals with the Chinese communist government and oligarchs in Russia. He also said on tapes that he knew the Russians had dirt on him and they had stolen another laptop from him. Now, we have new audio that has been released, and this is Hunter Biden also talking about his father, Joe. He said that his father will talk about anything I want him to. Listen carefully to this audio that has just been released of of Hunter Biden talking about his father. Listen.
He's going to talk about drug reform and any other things that I want him to. Mm-hmm. He'll talk about anything that I want him to that he believes in. If I say this is important to me, then he will work a way in which to make it a part of his platform. My dad respects me more than he respects anyone in the world, and I know that to be certain.
Now, remember, Joe Biden did say that Hunter Biden was the smartest man he'd ever met. I'm going to read the transcript of Hunter Biden, what he just said. Quote, he's going to talk about drug reform and any other thing, or thin, as he puts it. Clearly, he's got, I'm assuming, under the influence at this point, that I want him to. He'll talk about anything that I want him to. that he believes in. If I say this is important to me, then he will work a way in which to make it a part of his platform. My dad respects me more than he respects anyone in the world, and I know that to be certain. Sounds like a guy enabled by his father to go out there and make a bunch of money off the family name. Now, I want you to hear this interview with Hunter Biden's ex-wife on Good Morning America. In this sit-down interview, it's clear that Hunter Biden's ex-wife wants you to believe that during her 24 years of marriage, she had no idea what the Biden crime family was doing. She penned this memoir about her marriage titled If We Break, a memoir of marriage, addiction, and healing. She said that the younger Biden was struggling under a massive drug addiction. ABC also pointed to photos found on Hunter Biden's laptop showing him looking disheveled and asked if they represented the husband she knew. And she said, of course, quote, no, not at all. She said he was struggling under a massive drug addiction, and that's heartbreaking and painful, and that wasn't who I was married to. She also touched on how she succeeded all financial control to her husband. If you believe that, then you know that lawyers were involved clearly in this part of her interview prep. Take a listen.
The former wife of Hunter Biden spoke with Kathleen Buell. She's out with a new memoir.
She certainly is, George. And Hunter Biden has, of course, attracted a great deal of attention over his business dealings, his troubled and turbulent personal life. Through it all, his former wife, Kathleen Buell, has remained in the shadows. But now in her new memoir, If We Break, a memoir of marriage, addiction, and healing, she is now breaking her silence.
She was married to Hunter Biden for 24 years. And this morning, for the first time, Kathleen Buell is opening up in an ABC News exclusive about her new memoir, If We Break.
The process of writing the book was incredibly cathartic. I came to own some of the decisions and choices I made, which was hard.
Now divorced from the president's son for 5 years, Buell detailing everything from watching her husband struggle with drug and alcohol addiction.
At what point in your marriage did you realize that Hunter had a drinking problem?
With addiction, especially, there's so much shame surrounding it that it becomes something that we don't talk about.
We've seen images of Hunter, the ones that were on his laptop looking disheveled. Was that the husband you knew in moments at times?
Not at all. He was struggling under a massive drug addiction. And that's heartbreaking and painful. And that wasn't who I was married to.
To her decision to let him control their finances.
You say you weren't really involved in the finances at all.
This was
what... Now listen, this is very, 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 very important, this part of the interview, right? This is clearly being done by the lawyers who said, look, you got to separate yourself, okay? Like, you got to separate yourself right now from Hunter Biden, and you got to let it know that you're just the dumb wife. You're going to play the dumb wife who just let the husband do everything and anything and whatever he wanted to do, whatever he needed to do. You're going to play this. I'm embarrassed. I should have been more involved, but I really just didn't know anything for 24 years that my husband was doing.
Her decision to let him control their finances.
You say you weren't really involved in the finances at all.
This was one of the harder parts for me to write and to acknowledge. It's embarrassing to say that I ceded all financial control to my husband.
No one, by the way, talks that way. I ceded all financial control to my husband. That is a lawyer statement. Okay, that's a lawyer 101 statement. You're a lawyer and you tell your client when you do this interview, you say on the record, it is embarrassing to me that I ceded all financial responsibility to my husband. And that'll help you. That'll protect you. That'll save you. You can say you didn't know anything and it's embarrassing and you wish you would have been involved, but you really weren't. You didn't know anything. And use the word ceded all financial. That is a term that you would put in a legal document that they wanted her to put on the record clearly. Human beings, by the way, they don't talk that way. Okay, if you're a normal person, you're never going to use the word ceded when describing the finances in your family with your ex. Okay, that's a legal statement. Everybody knows that that is a legal statement. And they should have called her out on this. They should have said, come on, like, let's be real with me. Okay, like, be honest with me. Do you really want us to believe this? Like, do you really want us to believe that you really ceded all of this to him? You didn't know anything about the business dealings. You didn't know anything for 24 years about what he did for a living. You didn't know that he was using his father's name. Like, that's all he was doing. Like, you want us to honestly believe that? Where's the follow-up question? You can't ask that follow-up question to a battered woman 2.0. That's not something you're allowed to discuss. So you just let her sell you on this propaganda that somehow she knew nothing about what Hunter Biden was really doing and what he was really all about.
That I liked the nice things, and I didn't want to think about the cost at which they were coming.
See, this is a legal defense ploy. I like the nice things. I'm just the dumb woman who married into this family of power. And for 24 years, I just liked the nice things. You want to know how there's proof that there's a double standard in this country between men and women and the legal system and men and women in general, as everybody's screaming for equality? This is what puts women back 50 years. When other women do interviews like this, and they reinforce a stereotype that men are the ones that are working and paying the bills, and that you can, anytime you know that something's actually wrong, you can just claim, oh, I'm the dumb wife that was just trusting. I was just loving my husband and letting him lead, and I didn't know anything for 24 years. I just like the nice things. And of course, they're trying to sell this to the people. And the reason why they're trying to sell this to the people is obvious. If you can sell this to the people, this is a good thing, right? Your defense is, I just married this man who was captivating into a family that was captivating, right? I was just being a guy, or I was just being a loving husband to the guy. I didn't know how we were making a living. I didn't know how we were making our money. I didn't understand what we were actually doing. I didn't understand the business dealings or how the cash was coming in, because I just liked the nice things. It was just the nice things, folks. I just liked the nice things. Don't hold it against me. You liked nice things too, if you were in my position. Don't think that I knew about this corruption in the Biden crime family. For 24 years, you just looked the other way. You didn't ask a question. You didn't know any of this. Give me a break.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, this idea of, is that my baggage? It look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking at the pictures on the laptop, she says, well, you know, he wasn't like that around me. So he was able to hide from you for 24 years, hardcore addiction. Really? You want me to believe that? Apparently, we're all supposed to believe this. But this is what you refer to as a brilliant defense. Don't look at me. My name's on any of those tax returns. Don't come after me. I didn't know anything. I'm just some random woman that married into this amazing family. I knew nothing. I didn't know anything. It was all an accident. It was all just something that happened out of nowhere. I had no clue about any of this. I didn't know. I didn't understand. It was nothing. Right? None of this I understood. I was just the loving, dumb, supportive wife. That's my alibi.
Writing this book really helped me to understand how unfair that was to Hunter and how unhealthy that was for me.
It was in 2003 when Hunter returned from rehab the first time, and he tells you something about the tax situation. What did he tell you?
That we owed money in taxes, but that he had set up a payment plan and he wasn't worried.
In the last several years, Hunter Biden's finances have come under intense public scrutiny. Biden announced in December 2020 that federal investigators had been probing his tax affairs and foreign business dealings. Sources telling ABC News, part of the investigation includes Hunter Biden's work with a natural gas firm based in Ukraine called Burisma, where he served on the board from 2014 to 2019. The investigation is ongoing. Biden has not been charged with a crime.
If you were called to testify, would you have anything to say?
No. I have buried my head in the sand. I really hope that's a lesson.
I love this. If you're called to testify, you just wrote an entire book about all this. But if you're called to testify, you know, what would you say? Oh, I don't know anything. I just was for 24 years involved in the criminal activity of my husband, but I don't know anything. I got nothing to add. No one should ask me any questions because I don't know anything. I know nothing. I know nothing. I buried my head in the sand. I'm just a woman trying to save my own ASS from the criminal activity of the Biden administration, the Biden crime family. I just was loving my addict husband and knew nothing. I didn't know anything about the fake returns, the lies in the returns. I just signed the documents he told me to sign. I know nothing. And it was unfair to Hunter and to me. I just buried my head in the sand. That is my story. I am sticking with it no matter what. This is all, and this is, I love how the ABC News has like zero follow-ups for her. Like, do you really want the American people to believe? Do you expect them to believe? Like, here's a follow-up, that you knew nothing about the business dealings of your family for 24 years? Like, your last statement sounds like a lawyer told you to say that. Do you understand how that comes across the people watching right now? There's another follow-up question. No, because ABC News, we don't do news. We do propaganda.
Women here, understand your finances, take responsibility for them.
Why sat down?
I love this. Take responsibility, women, for your finances. Just not me. Right? You know, I'm writing a book now to make money. And I want you to understand, I want you to be empowered, and I want you to comprehend that you as a woman, if you're in a marriage, you need to take responsibility for your finances, take responsibility for your family and what you're signing and what you're doing for 24 years. Learn from my mistake, but I have nothing to add if the grand jury calls me to testify. Right? If they call me to court testify, I have nothing. I know nothing. I'm making money off of writing you a book apparently about nothing. Tell me that makes sense. The entire book, by the way, is about Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. No one would buy the book if it wasn't about those issues. It's certainly not about her. So to say that you have nothing to say while writing a book about all of this should be an immediate BS monitor that is exploding in the minds of everyone involved. But I know nothing. Just stick with that, apparently, right? That's good enough. I don't know anything. I know nothing. There's never anything I've ever known about anything ever, anywhere, ever. I'm just a stupid woman who was married for 24 years. I am a dumb woman. Know me as a dumb woman. That is who I am, a dumb woman. This is one hell of a degrading, anti-feminist, anti-liberal, woke alibi, isn't it?
With Hunter back in 2019, I asked him specifically whether or not he would have been asked to be on that Burisma board if his last name hadn't been Biden. He said to me, I don't know, probably not. I don't think there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life if my last name wasn't Biden. Would you agree with that?
Not entirely. Trying to get someone to parse out what parts of their life, you know, came from their parents is, in my mind, not a healthy exercise.
By the way, I love this. It's amazing how just 20 seconds ago she was a dumb woman, right? A dumb wife who just had no idea what was going on. Now, all of a sudden, she's asked about Burisma. Hey, do you think your husband would have been able to be on the board of Burisma and gotten this deal if it wasn't for the last name Biden? She's like, oh, now I'm an expert. Well, I don't think it's fair to ask somebody to parse out their life that way. I don't agree with that totally at all. In fact, I think that's a little bit unfair. I think it's different. I don't think it's accurate. So you're a moron with all the money, but now you're totally defending Hunter Biden getting these jobs because you know it's important, by the way, to be able to defend the jobs he was doing because that makes you look even worse. So now you're an expert again, all right? No longer the dumb woman. No, now I'm a smart woman.
So I think he has always acknowledged the benefit and advantage of coming from a prominent family.
Did he deliberately curry favor or seek profit based on who his father was? That's the question people ask. In your experience as his wife, did you see that?
I saw someone who loved his father, respected his parents, and was proud to be their son. And it was here that I walk with my girlfriends where they...
Yule also recounts the day she learned of Biden's relationship with her late brother-in-law's widow, Hallie.
By the way, I love how quickly they move on. She didn't answer the question about currying favor. You notice that, right? Just no follow-up from Good Morning America, ABC News. They immediately move on to, hey, you know that Hunter Biden, your ex-husband, also was hooking up with his ex-sister-in-law. Tell us about that, because we don't want to challenge you on your last question we just asked you, which is, did your husband / ex-husband curry favor by exploiting the U.S. government and using the last name to get all these business dealings? Well, I don't really know about that. Okay, let's move on to the affair when he was having sex with your sister-in-law.
After Beau passed away, but while she and Hunter were still married, she says one of her daughters found text messages between her father and her aunt on his phone and called their therapist to help tell Kathleen.
Did Joe or Jill Biden ever talk to you about what happened? I mean, I know they put out a statement. I don't know how that made you feel, saying they supported the relationship between Hunter and Hallie.
The one thing I've never, ever questioned was Joe and Jill's love and attention to my three daughters. Divorce was hard on all of us because we were very close, but we come together out of a shared love for my daughters.
So let's just recap. You have a woman married to Hunter Biden for 24 years that writes an entire memoir about their marriage. You are to believe that in a book that she was able to write about their life, that she knew nothing about their finances, knew nothing about their taxes, knew nothing about currying favor with oligarchs in Russia or corrupt corporations in Ukraine or doing deals with the Chinese communist government directly. You're supposed to believe that. Then you're also supposed to believe that she's an expert on other things. That she's an expert on families and how they work, and she's an expert on knowing that her son, that her ex-husband was not somehow currying favor in these business deals that she then wants you to believe is stupid and didn't know anything about them. She wants you to believe that Hunter Biden's a hardcore addict, but she didn't ever see him look disheveled or look like a hardcore addict during the 24 years which they were married, which at many points he was clearly a hardcore addict. And then she wants to give you financial and marriage advice all at the same time in a memoir when she then says, I know nothing about how all this happened because I'm not going to testify. I don't want to testify against Hunter Biden. I know nothing about taxes, and this is my alibi that I'm a dumb woman who just was able to write a book about all of this. And not a single follow-up question on any of these most controversial issues when a woman's sitting down with you in an exclusive interview about a brand new book she's wanting you to go out and buy. We no longer have a media in this country. We have propagandists in this country. And that interview you just heard was exactly that, propaganda.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
the
podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I want to turn back to another issue with the economy. We are having major problems with inflation, major problems with hyperinflation, major problems with gas, major problem with oil, a president that's going to Saudi Arabia, and a stock market that is crumbling, and billions of dollars of investments being wiped out on a daily basis now. Join me now to talk about this is U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. Senator, I appreciate you coming on. First up, I want to ask you about your quick reaction to this video that's come out of Russia showing physical shaking from Vladimir Putin. I think this tells us that obviously something is not right. And the idea that he's trying to hurt America, which is what the White House said yesterday, like all their plans are to hurt us and every problem we have with our economy is Putin's fault, is obviously just a lie. And yet the media continues to allow the White House to not take responsibility for what's happening in our economy right now. And look at what's happening in Wall Street. You have many people listening right now that have lost a significant amount of their retirement because of the policies of this administration. And they're not backing down. They are not stopping what's happening at the gas pump. Well over $5 a gallon gas nationwide now. And they keep saying it's Putin's fault.
They do. They're trying to place blame on Trump, on Putin. They had inflation as transitory. And then it was the Republicans' fault. It was Putin's fault. Now they're back to, well, it's transitory. Things are going to get better. But Ben, here is what we know. It will not get better until they change their policy on energy. And day one, Joe Biden started trying to put a stranglehold on the oil and gas industry in this country. We were energy dominant, energy independent. We were a net exporter of energy the day he walked into the Oval Office. And look what he has done in the time since he has been in office. The price has doubled at the pump. Grocery supplies, when you go to the grocery store, things are not on the shelves. You can't get what you need. Clothing costs more. Housing costs more. They are just really ripping and roaring and running up inflation. And the American people cannot afford this. Every time I talk to Tennesseans, and I was in five different counties on Friday of last week, Ben, inflation, crime, the southern border, protecting our Second Amendment, those are the things that that Tennesseans are talking about to me every single day.
You know, Jared Bernstein from the White House said that, quote, inflation is Putin's fault. Even CNBC this morning pushed back, said, I'm not going to get into this granular, idea that this is all Putin's fault, and kind of dismissed it, but did, in a sense, call it out. Even Willie Geist at the Today Show said, challenged the White House on blaming Russia for gas prices. And he said, people are filling up their gas tanks and they're not basically falling for this line. Is there any Democrats on Capitol Hill right now that realize how much damage they're doing to the American people? Or is this go back to my theory that I've been saying for a long time? Democrats need Americans to be weak so that they can be powerful. Communism and socialism never can take over a country if the people are strong. And if you look at what's happening right now, they're weakening the American people. And I think they're doing it on purpose.
Well, you have to look at the decisions they've made and say, are they inept or is this intentional? And when you look at the way they have done these executive orders, starting on day one, trying to implement the Green New Deal by executive order, trying to micromanage the economy by executive order, that southern border policy, where the border, their border policy is a wide open southern border. That is their policy. Then you have to say, is it intentional or is it inept?
Let's talk quickly about what's going on at the border. As Americans are suffering at the border right now, Biden's still saying come one, come all, come as fast as you can. We're giving out these basically border welcome gift baskets that include a free phone, free formula, free plane tickets. Go wherever you want to go in America. There is nothing this administration is doing to try to stop the massive onslaught of illegal immigrants coming across our border. And I say that now with new information that we knew about the assassination attempt on former President George W. Bush and individuals with terrorist organizations wanting to exploit the southern border, and yet virtually no coverage in the media of this at all.
It is unbelievable when you see what is happening at the southern border, when you see how the mainstream media chose not to cover the attempted assassination of Justice Kavanaugh. When you see Nancy Pelosi say, oh, the Supreme Court justices are not in danger. People are astounded with this. And I was talking with a lady in Tennessee a couple of weeks ago. She summed it up so well. She calls herself independent-minded, mainly votes Democrat, had voted for Joe Biden. And she said, Marsha, the decisions this administration is making makes my life harder every single day. And that's the way people in Tennessee feel, because they look at the out-of-control border, the drug trafficking, the sex trafficking, the gangs. They see crime rising in their community. They hear about the fentanyl. One of our sheriffs in one of our West Tennessee counties said 80% of the drugs they're apprehending right now, and most of the deaths, are something laced with fentanyl. And they're seeing the influx of gangs and the crime. They're seeing the sex trafficking, the human trafficking. And every town's a border state. Every town's a border town, and every state's a border state because of Joe Biden. And they look at what is happening with inflation and that. And you know what, Ben? The American people have about had it. They lived through the Great Recession with Barack Obama. And they thought, okay, we can breathe again under Trump because wages were up, their take-home pay was up, regulations were down, jobs growth was taking place, and they felt like they were on a firm footing. And now it's like they have just had the blocks knocked out from under them with everything that they see happening.
Yeah. Lastly, I want to switch gears. A headline from the Washington Post said, quote, some anti-abortion centers are being attacked. It's more than some. These are clearly terrorist attacks against people that want to save the unborn children in this country. We're seeing these anti-abortion or pro-life offices that are being firebombed, that are being burned to the ground. It's happening now on a regular basis. How is it that the federal government is not responding and treating this like a domestic terrorism case? And how are you hearing anything about the federal government stepping in and stepping up to protect these right-to-life organizations that are actually having their offices attacked and burned to the ground? It's more than one. It's happening now all over the country in an organized way.
It is happening across the country, and the fact that the DOJ will not call this out. And you've got all of these, this is the leftist organizations that are pro-abortion. And this bill that Chuck Schumer put on the floor, you know what, Ben? He said, well, we're going to codify Roe v. Wade. No, that's not what he put on the floor. He put a bill on the floor that would say abortion anytime, any place. And it would override state abortion laws. Anytime, any place, up to the point of birth, that's what you could have. The American people are not for that. They're not for late-term abortion, but that is what Chuck Schumer put on the floor of the Senate. And, of course, it did not pass. But that is where they are going, these extremist policies. And we are hopeful that the Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. We are hopeful for that. And it is a victory for pro-life warriors that are in our communities. They're in my church. I know they're in yours. We've all fought to defend and protect life and always will.
And, no doubt. And it's just sad to see that you can now in this country politically attack pro-life offices and individuals with no repercussions. The federal government just looks the other way when it's clearly domestic terrorism, all because of the administration that's in charge. Yeah.
That's Senator, exactly right. They will not call it out.
No, they won't. I appreciate your time as always. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We'll have you back again real soon. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.